plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, why not swing by the White Sands Hotel? There's loads to do here. For example, if you go for a walk with your dog down on Portmarnock Strand, which is a beautiful beach, the dog is covered in sand. But no matter. When you come back up off the beach, you go to the car park of the White Sands Hotel, and there's a doggy shower out the front of the hotel. It's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. I gave our Molly a shower the other day. It's a fantastic service. It really is. And then she'll pop into the Oasis Bar at the White Sands Hotel, who, by the way, do carvery on a Sunday. And who doesn't love a good carvery? So what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? Eugene contacted us earlier on in the week. I want you to have a listen to this very closely. "Right, lads," says Eugene, "here's a topic for you. I'm a single man, and my friend's wife was trying to hook me up with her pal. I said I didn't like her as she was fat, and I don't find it attractive. And she made a holy show of me in a big row in our local last weekend. If I'm going to get into a relationship with someone, I want them to look after their body like I look after mine. You can't change the laws of attraction. When I go on Tinder, there are women demanding everything. Must be taller, a non-smoker, a full head of hair and so on. But as soon as I say I don't like overweight women, I'm branded a complete asshole. And I've seen women say I'm looking for a gym fit guy and they don't get criticism. It's total and utter double standards." And as I said, that's from a guy called Eugene. And that's the conversation we want to have with you. Is he a shallow bastard for not wanting to date an overweight woman? Or is he entitled to have that as a preference? Your thoughts, Mr. D?
Of course he's. No, I'm going to hold back today.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. I'm not in the mood for being abused. So I'm just going to, 80% Jeremy, okay?
Okay, right. 80%.
Because if I go 100%, it'll be a bloodbath. Okay, he is dead right. I feel the same as him. Everybody has a preference. For years, when I was on the single scene going club and all this, or online dating, I would often, you know when the slow set would come on in the nightclub and you'd ask a girl up to dance, I was often told, no, I don't like blonde-haired fellas. A lot of women don't fancy fellas with blonde hair.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you would know that as well. You're quite blonde
I've never had a woman fancy me ever.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
No, but a lot of women, when I was on the dating scene, had a preference that they didn't fancy me because I had blonde hair. And that's something that I can't change. But however, if you are fat, that is something you can change. You're fat because of your, and I don't want this to be a slagging fat people topic, but you are fat because of your lifestyle. No other reason. That's the reason you're fat. You can change it. Whereas if you have anything else that someone doesn't like, if someone said to, I have huge feet, of size 11 feet. So if someone said to me, well, I don't fancy men with big feet, there's nothing I can do about that. I'm not going to chop my toes off to get a ride, am I?
Well.
Yeah, it'd be a bit extreme. It'd be a bit extreme. But so I think he's perfectly within his rights to say that. I think actually women are more shallow than men. And here's the thing, if you don't believe what he's saying, you rarely see a fat person in a relationship with a skinny person. Normally fat go for fat and skinny go for skinny.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, I don't agree.
But you would never see, now, by the way, I don't like really skinny women either. I just want someone who looks after their appearance. But you won't see, say, one of the girls that'll be on Love Island, yeah? Those bikini girls. You're not going to see one of them going out with an 18-stone bloke.
No, you may not. You may not.
Because people who are a certain size fancy people.
Okay, but here's the thing. This woman was trying to introduce her and set her up with her friend, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
He didn't even give the girl a chance. He didn't get to know her.
I had women over the years not giving me a chance because of the colour of my hair. Or because I was too tall. I used to be called I was too tall as well. No, you're...
Is it not really shallow to say, I just don't fancy fat women? And literally, that's his thing. All fat women, no.
No, because
interested.
I think everybody has a cut-off point. I have a cut-off point. Say when it comes to women, like weight wise, yeah, I would have a cutoff point. I think everybody has a cutoff point that to say, okay, if it's that size, that's not on my fancy list.
So where's your cutoff?
Not a hope. There is not a hope.
Because Kira is asking the question, she just messaged us to say, what size is fat?
I've said it before in this podcast, what size I believe is fat, Kira, and I was ripped apart like an animal. So I'm not going to go down that road again.
Come on.
Okay, anything over 14, size 14.
Anything over size 14.
I just swore I wouldn't say. I wouldn't get into specifics.
It just did.
I know. Yeah,
anything over size 14 is fat in your opinion.
That's why you're an award-winning presenter. You're able to get people to say things
that they didn't want to say.
But if you ask the question, there you go.
Anything over a size 14 is fat, and you wouldn't fancy anything over a size 14.
Well, sorry, that's not me saying that, by the way. That's science, biology saying that.
No, I don't agree.
Yeah, well, it is. Yeah, you can't argue with biology. If you are, and we're just talking about women at the moment, we can talk about men as well. If you are a woman and you're wearing a dress that's size 16 over, you're overweight. That's not me saying that. That's biology. Oh, yeah? Oh,
right. No? Anything over a size 14.
And this is me going at 80%. Well, by the way, by the end of the podcast, I'll be at 100%, okay? The point I'm trying to make is he is well within his rights. He's well within his rights to say who he fancies and who he doesn't fancy. Would you not agree?
Our number is 085-825-2626. If you'd like to get involved in this conversation, this is Grace.
Hi, guys. I don't think there's anything wrong with him having a personal preference as to the type of woman he's attracted to. If he's not into bigger women, that's his choice. It's rare that you would go out and see somebody and think, oh, they're not really my type, but if I see past their looks, we might get on. I actually think it would be worse if he dated her because somebody twisted his arm and then went out on a date or two dates and then just kind of ditched her, because that he still would be the worst in the world, especially when it's his friend's wife, because he then has to see her and possibly see this friend. So I don't think there's anything wrong. I know plenty of women that would say they're not into skinny men or bigger men. You know, like, you don't want to be going with somebody that you're not attracted to. There has to be some kind of initial attraction. I think our brains are wired like that, that you see somebody and think, oh, they look nice. Now, when you get to know them, they could be the most awful person in the world. But I think there is an initial attraction that our brains are wired to see it like that. And it kind of makes us interested in that person. If that's not there, then that relationship is never going to work.
All right. Thanks very much indeed for your message, Grace. Our number, if you would like to send a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note, is 085-825-2626.
Now, a message came in about 2 minutes after we started this podcast, and you know the way we feel. All comments are welcome, blah, blah, blah.
Opinions matter
and stuff. But this message, now, I forwarded it to you. I'm in two minds. Willow is his name. And he wants us to read out that message. And I'm really in.
Yeah.
I'm really into. Okay, I'll break down what he's saying without saying it. And it's up to you guys whether or not we should read it. I think it's probably going too far. But Willow doesn't like overweight women.
Yep.
But he's saying a certain thing about overweight women that it's up to you guys. You listen to this podcast. If you want that comment, if you want to know what that comment is, you let us know. But I'm telling you, it's offensive.
It is very offensive.
It's offensive.
Yeah, it is.
Now, a lot of people might agree with it.
Okay, let us know if you want us to read it out. No, it is. It's manky now, I have to say. But
it's not manky.
It is. That last line there.
Let me see. The
pouch.
Oh, that, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah, that's.
All right. Eddie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Eddie?
Good afternoon, lads. Lads, this is a topic right up my street. I'm actually in Port of the Carmen in Old Town now, right? But I had a similar scenario. I'm nearly 50, about 25 years ago when I was a young lad, and I got castigated, for my opinion, for something similar. So I thought, I have to have me two bobs worth here, you know?
Okay, so Eugene is the guy who contacted us, and he was saying that his mate's wife... Yeah, my friend's wife was trying to hook me up with her pal. I said I didn't like her as she was fat. Now, she ripped him asunder. And you're saying that a similar thing happened to you.
So about 25 years ago when I was working in England, I was working in a warehouse. really physical job. I was fit and healthy, young man. I was into my snowboarding. I was a snowboard instructor in the French Alps. I was a footballer, a hiker. I've done a bit of boxing. Mad into sports. There was a girl in the office, right? And I don't want to criticize her, but I'd say her high school picture was an aerial photograph. So in a million years, we weren't going to match. We didn't have the same interests. And I was young and healthy, and she was a gamer and a smoker. And the girls in the office went, oh, she really likes you. And I kept, like, putting it off. Oh, yeah, appreciate it. And then one night we were out on the piss and she was there. And they all started trying to hook me up with her. And I said, look, I'm not interested in her. And they all went, what do you mean you're not interested? I said, she's not my type. And then I didn't say anything else. And they went, are you calling her fat? And then I went, well, yeah. And I got absolutely ripped asunder, right? Ripped asunder. I was the biggest arsehole in the job. Because I didn't want to go out with a girl that I wasn't attracted to. It's a fucking joke. It is double standards. Okay, I totally agree with your man.
So, sorry. Was it this particular woman that you weren't attracted to, or was it her physical appearance in terms of her being fat?
Her physical appearance.
And does that apply?
She would sit at home at night gaming and smoking, and I was into sports. We just didn't match. We were never going to match, and. And I turned around and said, look, I'm a young, fit, healthy man. I wasn't a big drinker. I don't smoke. I'm into my sports. She's the total opposite of what I like. Even if she was skinny, we wouldn't have matched. But the fact that she was overweight, I got criticised for it. And I said to the girls at the office, if she was skinny, we wouldn't match and you just wouldn't have a problem. But I was classed as fat shaming.
Okay, but this guy, Eugene, just doesn't like fat women. That's it. He just doesn't find fat women.
I'm the same.
Oh, you're the same.
I'm totally the same. I tell you what, in the wild, right, two stags in rutting season will fight to the death to get a mate, and the mate will choose the one who lives because he's fit, strong, and healthy, right? It's the same with two lions in the savannah. The female lion, she will be the one that starts intercourse, right? She will bite the male's testicles all day long because she wants sex 30, 40 times a day. She'll prove the most virile, strongest-looking male. We're no different. We want someone that's going to... And I'd be the same as that lad. I tried to look after myself. So I believe if I'm in a relationship with someone, I have a duty of care to that girl that I'm with to look my best.
Okay, so you're...
And I believe she has the same for me.
Okay, you're on your Hollyers in Lanzarote, and you're sitting at a bar later this evening, and a woman starts talking to you, and you hit it off with her. But the only problem is she's a bit heavy. Are you just going to get up and walk away?
No. I've got friends that are overweight, right? One of my best friends is overweight. One of my best mates, funniest girl ever. But it's no physical attraction. But we can still be friends. So if I'm sitting here tonight and the girl comes over to me and I have the crack with her, I know before she sits down if I'm attracted to her. I don't care if she has the best personality in the world. If I'm not attracted to her, I'll see it before she even like joins me company when walking over. It's like when you go on Tinder or Plenty of Fish. People just swipe. Because the first thing you see is what makes you want to delve in further. And the first thing is the attraction. And we all do that. You say most people have a type, and they probably do. My type is someone that puts a bit of effort in, looks after their physical health. So say if I'm a 20-year-old lad and I'm getting into dating scene, and I'm choosing a partner for life, I want someone that has the same outlook in life as me, has the same interests, and we can grow old together, and we can try to remain physically healthy. I don't want someone that's a lump of lard that sits there doing fag-ass meal.
But my question was, is personality not important? In other words, this woman sits down beside you in this bar this evening in Lanzarote. You really hit it off. She's really, really nice. But the only thing is, she is a heavy girl. Are you automatically...
Even get a hard on. I wouldn't be physically attracted. She could be the funniest person in the world, but she's not going to laugh me into bed. Not a hope.
Okay,
not a hope in a million years.
Do you not understand why some people see that as being incredibly shallow and incredibly vain?
As that lad said on his message, you go on to Tinder and there's women, like I just described, the puddings, right? They broke their leg, gravy spill out, and they're sitting there going, I want this fella, I want that fella, I want Jason Momoa, I want Adonis, he has to this, and they're not doing the same, and you're like, hold on, you get what you put out, you know what I mean? You have to kind of look at yourself and go, they're out of my league. And I try to look at myself, and I see women and I go, yeah, they're out of my league. It's just the way it is.
All right, but Eddie, one of the very first comments coming in is from Terry. That is the most shallow man I've ever heard on your podcast.
Listen, would you rather me go out with a person that I've absolutely no interest in or be happy? Everyone's entitled to happiness. I'm not attracted to that person. They might be the nicest person in the world, but physically, we ain't a match. And like I told you there about bleeding, the rotten season and the Lions, that's nature. We're all the same. Like, I'm over in Puerto Rico right now. I'm in the old town. I was on Playa Chica Beach earlier. Everywhere I looked, half of the boards were puddings, right? It's not nice to look at, let's be honest.
Sorry, even to use that expression is very, very very derogatory.
I'll tell you what, right, Adrian, when you hear a woman say, "I'm curvy," straight away to me that says the fat. Because if I turned around and said, "See that bloke over there, he's curvy," you'd turn around to me and go, "Curvy, a man." It only seems to fit a certain narrative, you know? I'm sorry, if you're curvy, you're probably overweight. And another thing, right? When you go on these dating sites, if you see a woman, right, and all she has is headshots in every single profile picture, 99.9% there's a reason why. And she's probably overweight.
Okay, can I
because
ask you?
Because women like to flaunt it. Okay, if they look good, they like to show it.
Okay, but Eddie, can I ask you a question? What would you do then in situation where you get into a relationship today with a woman who's a size 10?
I knew this was coming.
I mean, you don't know what I'm going to ask you. She's a size...
No, and she puts on weight.
Yeah, so you're madly in love with her. You fell in love with her.
No, because that's fine. And I'll tell you why, because love trumps all. But if I met her when she was a size 14, I wouldn't like her. But love trumps all. But if I got with her when she was young, and then we grow old together, she puts on a bit of weight, not a problem. But if I met her when I'm 45, 50, and she's a big girl, and I'm still kind of trying to look at myself, we ain't going to match. We're not going to match.
Okay, like I said, I mean, even to describe bigger women as a pudding is very derogatory, Eddie, and you know bloody well it is.
It is derogatory. I've had a few beers on me. I'm just bending my spleen. So, okay, I'll say they're overweight. What way do you want me to put it? Because even if I say overweight, you can't even use the fat word anymore. So I say someone's slightly overweight. I'm still going to get ripped asunder.
Okay, stay there for 1 second. Sorry, Jeremy.
How come people always say, anytime a conversation comes up, women always defend it by saying, Marilyn Monroe was curvy and she was gorgeous. Marilyn Monroe wasn't curvy. That is actually, unless you were around back in the 60s and 50s when she was around, you have no idea. That woman was not curvy. They literally do you know what dress size Marilyn Monroe was?
No, I don't.
Now, do you know about dress sizes? Like if I said to you a size 16...
Well, according to you, anything over 14 is fat.
You got it in one. There you go. Marilyn Monroe,
yeah,
in today's dress size, yeah, was a UK 8. So a size 8 dress.
Oh.
Now that is very, very, very... Yeah, she had curves, but she was a size 8, lads. So I don't know why women always come up with it. Marilyn Monroe was gorgeous and she was over... She was a size 8, lads. Okay, 8.
Elizabeth, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thanks, Elizabeth. Is there anything wrong in a man like Eddie saying, I am not attracted to overweight women? End of.
Absolutely not. It's a preference. As long as he's not walking up to women and saying, you're a fat pig, I don't want to be with you. There's nothing wrong. See, women will say, I want 6 foot, 6 figures and 6 inches. And I'm like, that's just materialistic and shallow. But women can say it, but men can't. What if they want somebody that's 5'6" and petite or... I'm 6 foot. My husband's 6'3". Whoopie-doo. He loves me regardless, even though I'm an Amazonian. But, you know, your energies have to match. The man's right. He was energetic. He did snowboarding. He did sports. He did everything, right? Like, why would you want to date a smoker that's a gamer that stays home all night? They would be fighting by day two.
You see, the problem is that when, and this is a particular thing for men, when a man expresses a preference of not liking overweight women, he is accused of fat shaming. If a woman did the exact same thing, nobody is going to accuse her of fat shaming.
It's exactly the same. It does not matter what gender you are. It is still fat shaming if you say, I don't like you because you're fat. But if you just say it's not your preference, it's not your preference. It's a difference. Preferences aren't bad. Biases are. Like, if you hated them automatically because they were fat, then that's a different thing. But if it's just not your preference and it's not something you would go for and you haven't, like, that's fine. Just, you know, but to say, oh, men are being misogynistic and sexist and rude, Oh, come on. Women are just as bad. If you've not been in the women's room at a bar at 2 o'clock in the morning, listen to all the exploits that they've got. We are raunchy. We are horrible. You know,
yeah, but you know what? And this is a topic for another day, but I've witnessed this so many times. We've never actually talked about this. But did you know, Elizabeth, and I'm going to share this with all the women, and this is not coming from me, by the way. I don't necessarily believe this, but I'm just talking about things I've witnessed men saying. There is a belief out there by the majority of men, yeah, that fat women are easier to pull on a night out. That they're, and I can't remember the expression that used to be used, but I used to see this when I was gigging in clubs.
An end of the nighter.
The end of the nighter, they were called, yeah. And you would literally see men are horrible animals, and at the end of the day, they'll get a ride out of anything at the end of the night if they're horny. And you would literally see men targeting fat women in clubs because they knew that they'd be able to pull them. And I hate to say this, but this is what I've witnessed. It normally did happen. They were normally, because maybe, I don't know what it is, I don't know the psychology, maybe overweight women had lower self-esteem. In other words...
No, it's because they've got more drinks in them by that time, and then they don't care if they're being used.
No, I don't think it's that. I think, okay, well, if you lined up, for argument's sake, if you lined up Susan Boyle...
Susan Boyle's very skinny these days.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
but then that's okay. If you,
I'm a size 16 right now. I'm a size 16. I'm down from a 26. I lost 41 kilos.
Brilliant. That's excellent.
But
there will be a belief.
I'm still overweight.
Okay, there will be a belief that it'll be easier to pull you on a night out than it would to pull a Love Island contestant.
That totally did happen in my 20s. But that I'm smart enough to know the difference between actual interest and just desperation.
Okay, stay there for one second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you want to get involved in this. And is it shallow, misogynistic, sexist, rude of a man to say, I don't like... fat women. And that's what Eddie said. That's what Eugene said. Is it all of those things?
And by the way, we'll do this before or when we come back from the break. I'm surprised at this. We said a message came in that was very, very, that was quite insulting towards overweight people. And we put it to you and we said to you, do you want us to read out the message? Like, not one person said we don't. You all want to hear the message. That's bizarre.
It is. We'll read it out in a minute.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and front runners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today at recruit.ie.
So here is that message. And we're just reading it. We don't represent these views. But have a listen to this. This is how... this is misogynistic, sexist and rude. All of those things.
But then people would say, why give that person airtime? Willow's his name, by the way. We invited him on and then he chickened out.
Lads, you can get me on when I'm on my break from work. But here's the facts. There is no such thing as a good-looking fat woman, or man for that matter, but more so women. I couldn't point out one good-looking fat woman that exists. How can you be good-looking when you have five chins? And I don't know if I want to read the last bit.
Jesus, you have to read it all out, or don't read any of it out.
Okay, how can you be good-looking when you have five chins and a pouch where your vagina is supposed to be? Gross, says Willow.
Now, the thing about Willow is, but if you look at Willow's profile picture on his WhatsApp that he sent in, Willow...
Yeah, you're no bloody oil painting, Willow.
You're no oil painting. The women ain't going to be knocking down your door. but he feels the way a lot of people feel. He's just stating what a lot of people feel.
Leanne, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Leanne?
I'm good, how are you?
Yeah, not a bother, thanks, Leanne. Is there anything wrong in a man saying he's not attracted to fat women?
No, not really, because personally, I'm a size 16, and I agree with what Eddie is kind of saying. If I was
just say meet Eddie for Ireland's sake, like, and he said, oh, I'm not attracted to you because you're a bit on the big side. I'd be a bit down over it, but I wouldn't be, like, there'd be someone out there that would love you for who you are. Like, I have two kids, do you know what I mean? So, and I'm engaged and stuff like that. I was skinny when I met my partner, and now I have back fat the size of Christmas.
Now, you see, here's
your words now.
I've spoken about this before, and like men can sit here and talk about it. You have no idea how hard it is for some women to lose post-baby weight. It is very hard. But, and I don't mean offence to this, and you can tell me to fuck off if you want.
No,
but do you feel that you, because when you met your fella that you're now in a relationship and he loves you to bits and you love him, but when he met you, you were a certain size that he fancied.
Yeah.
And how do you feel about the fact that you're not that size now? And it's kind of like, and forgive the analogy, it's kind of like buying a television because you thought it was a beautiful, lovely television. And then when you brought it home a couple of years later, the picture wasn't as good as it used to be. That's not the telly you bought. The telly you bought was a lovely, clear picture. Now the telly you have is completely different. I want my money back. Basically, I want my money back.
Well, you're saying, could you understand if your fella walked away?
That's not what I'm saying. No, I'm asking her. You don't have to answer if you don't want to, but it was just...
I wouldn't care, to be honest with you. Like, if he didn't like that I carried his two children for 9 months each side, you know, and I just have a bit of weight, I'm actually working hard on it to lose it at the moment. But if he didn't like it, fuck him. There's some, I'll walk on my glow-up era and be someone that would appreciate me for who I am. But I do agree with Eddie. I do. Men can have a preference as well, because nobody, you don't want to use somebody for, you know, for a ride because they're big. Like, I don't want someone to hurt me. If I rather him be honest, I rather someone be honest with me, if you understand me, and say, look, you're not my type, you're a lovely girl, but move the fuck on. Like, I'd be like, right, grand, fair enough.
Okay, you know, so Eddie, as you heard, he's in Lanzarote on his holidays. If he gets talking to a girl tonight, yeah, he should be just honest with her.
Because if his attention, like, if his attention is to be with somebody, you don't want to make it be a toxic relationship, and then you're bringing kids into it, then you're calling her a fat cunt because she has weight on and all this stuff. Don't really point. Just be honest, be a bit more discreet about it. Don't say, here, you're too fat for me, move on.
But one of the things...
All right, so he shouldn't be 100% honest. He should just back off, basically.
No, we should let her down easy, but don't just say you're fat and move on. I don't like it.
But I also think, and again, it's a conversation another day, I also think there's an obligation on people when they get into a relationship to try and stay the same size as they were when they first got into that relationship. And I'll tell you why. Myself and my wife sat down there the other night. We had no kids, and we said, let's open up the old wedding photo album.
Mm-hmm.
And I have put on a fair... Why are you looking at me when I say that? I know I have. Put it this way. I wouldn't get into the waistcoat I wore on my wedding day now. If I did, the buttons would be flying all over the place. And after looking at those photographs, I went, oh my God, I got to do something, because my wife... Now, if you asked her, she said, I didn't marry you for your looks, clearly. But she married a man that had a 32 waist, and my waist is now 34. So I put an extra 2 inches on my belly. She didn't marry me for the 36 waist. She married me for the...
Yeah, but if she turned around and said, get rid of that or you're gone...
I think that's the right thing to say. That would make... There's nothing that will give you...
So your wife... Hey, your wife... your wife...
She's not going to say that.
Gave you 3 children, no. Turns around, Jeremy, get rid of that or you're gone. That's what this conversation is.
But that would get me on the treadmill quicker than anything. I would have that gone.
Oh, so you need to be threatened like that?
Not threatened, but you need to be sometimes... That's... I didn't marry into that. See, a lot of people do let themselves go after marriage and become slobs, and they wear tracksuits all day, and they don't want... I mean, I have to admire someone like the Beckhams. The Beckhams are still in the same shape that they were in when they got married.
Talking about real people now, not the Beckhams.
I know, but if you look at that, you see they still fancy each other. David Beckham still fancies Victoria because she's the same size as she was when he married her. But you talk about some people who've been married 20 years, and it's like Al Bundy and his wife Peg. She's sitting on the sofa eating sweets all day in a tracksuit, and he doesn't fancy her anymore. That's why marriages break up. That's why relationships break up.
Well, here, I want to read a message that's just come in to us from Pauline, and she says, embrace your beautiful bodies and try not to enhance your bodies for men. Do it for yourself. Some men love bigger supermodels and some prefer slim supermodels. Who cares? Thanks on them. Men are hunters, lads. In all fairness, leave them off. Never allow a man make you feel insecure. And letting somebody know that you think that they're fat and not attractive is a horrible thing to do.
No, I'm not saying you should do it that way. There's ways to do it, though. And again, I'm sure my wife, when she was looking at me on the wedding day photograph, she said, Jesus.
What happened there?
What happened there? He's Jeremy times two now. You know what I mean?
All right.
You have to stay attractive to your partner.
Angela, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Angela.
Hi, guys.
Well, Angela, what do you want to say on this? Eugene is the guy who contacted us. He does not find overweight women attractive, end of, no matter who she is.
That's his prerogative. That's his opinion. That's his choice. You know, you can't make someone like someone. I don't like colored men. I don't like foreign men. I don't like that. Does that make me a racist?
Some people would say yes.
No.
Some people would say yes.
Now that's ridiculous.
And if they want to, fine.
No, that's ridiculous. And I hate when I hear people saying that I don't fancy black people. You couldn't not fancy a whole race. I didn't say you said that, by the way, Angela. But I
thought. No, she did say that.
Oh, did she say that?
Yes, I don't fancy black people.
That. But Jeremy, I don't.
Sorry, hang on. You don't find there's not one black man in the whole. There's probably about 5 billion black men in the whole world. Yeah, and are you saying out of the 5 billion, there's not one you wouldn't find attractive? I'm telling you now, you would sit on Denzel Washington's face before I could say his name.
Not if you paid me $1 million.
I don't believe that. Don't believe that.
No, I'm telling you.
Denzel Washington,
I don't think he's attractive. Idris Elba, I don't think he's attractive.
I'm sure they feel the same way about you.
Exactly. So are they not entitled to that opinion?
You see that the same as Eugene saying he doesn't fancy overweight women?
He doesn't like fat women. I'm still fat, but I was fatter, you know. And if someone doesn't find me attractive because I'm fat, what am I meant to do?
Lose the weight.
Like, am I meant to sit... No, hold on a second now, Jeremy. No. No, why should I lose weight to please someone else? I lost the weight because of my health and because for myself. I didn't lose weight because I'm going, oh, you know, I was married when I was bigger. You know, he married me. But he didn't care about my weight.
Angela, you can lose the weight. And I can't believe we're even talking about this. A black person cannot change the colour of their skin.
No, they can't. So talk shit. I don't fancy any of them.
I don't believe that.
It's not the same as saying I don't like women with red hair or men with red hair.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Or bald men. No. Hold on. There you go. A bald man. What's he meant to do if women don't like him?
No, but you're talking about a whole race of people. Literally.
What I am saying is, if I don't like a bald man, right, what is he meant to do to go out and make a woman fancy him?
Wear a toupee.
Then you'd look stupid.
Or go to Turkey.
Get it. And then you look like Wayne Rooney, which is even worse. But come here, there's plenty of white men out there that I wouldn't find attractive as well. You know, it's your choice. That guy Willow, best of luck to him. If I was him, I wouldn't have gone down the road of how he did say it. He could have just turned around and said, listen, I'm not attracted to her. That's it. That's all you have to do. Why are we so fixated on what people's choices in relationships are? You know, like as you said there, Jeremy, you wouldn't go out with a fat woman.
No, you're right. In the same way, I don't find women with small... I'm a boob man. I don't find... women with small boobs attractive. That's a preference. Yeah. But you can't compare boobs to skin colour.
Why not? If I don't find it attractive.
Now, Samantha's having a go. Jeremy, you're being a pig to Samantha. You're telling her it's racist to not like black men. Stop that. That is racist. To say you don't find a whole race...
It's not racist. It's not like I'll cross the road when they come down. It's not like I'll move seats on an aeroplane. It's not like I'll move seats in a restaurant.
But you haven't,
I just won't ride it.
But you have not seen every single black man in this world. You couldn't have.
I've seen plenty of them. And if I've seen plenty of them in 49 years and not one of them, well, I did actually go out with a black person.
Oh, here we go.
Years ago.
Yeah.
And don't start that shit now with me, Jeremy.
Go on.
I did go out with a coloured person years ago, and I just don't find them attractive anymore. Like, how can that be racist? Am I telling because everyone not to find them attractive?
As Jeremy said, there are billions of black people in the world. You haven't seen them all, and some of them are very attractive.
Like, I'm telling you, I'm as straight as an arrow, but I would get up on your man who plays Apollo Creed in the boxing movies. What's his name? The boxer fella?
Michael Jordan.
Now, I'm sorry. Michael Jordan is a beautiful looking man. Absolutely.
He's a good looking man, but he doesn't attract
His skin
me.
Is the wrong colour. His skin is the wrong colour. Is that what it is?
No. Don't do that, Jeremy.
Don't do that. But I'm just repeating what you said.
Just because I don't fancy someone does not mean that I'm a racist. I don't fancy plenty of white people.
Stay there for a second. Okay, stay there for a second.
I don't fancy Chinese people.
Oh,
am I a racist against Chinese?
Oh, billions of them.
Billions of them. Literally billions of them.
Stay there for a second, Angela. Let me bring in Lauren on this. If you want to send us a WhatsApp, by the way, 085-825-2626 is our number.
Hi, Adrian. Hi, Jeremy. Just to, you know, jump in on the topic, that man saying about, you know, fat women versus curvy women, and then Jeremy mentioned, like, Love Island and, you know, girls easier to pull on nights like this, that and the other. But there's a difference between a woman that is fat, or no, it's not the correct word to use, or overweight for her height, let's say. Then there's a woman that's curvy that is technically would be overweight for her height also, but she is in the middle of working out or whatever way you want to put it, and the curves are working for her. And then you have stick-in sex, like the ones in Love Island, that look like they need a burger. Like, I don't know, men's perception now of women when they look at them, like Georgia Steele, for example, that was on Love Island, Molly. Them two girls compared to the likes of Liberty or Kaz. In my opinion, I would prefer Liberty or Kaz's figure over the two other girls. But men seem to just think on Tinder now that they're looking for this image or what attracts the eye. And hence why Tinder is let's be honest, it's a catch-up for a fuck site, do you know? So I can understand why the likes of these sites don't work, but for that man to kind of say, you know, and use a different name for them, I can't remember what he said. They were a chubby or... I can't remember what he said. But anyway, that's my opinion.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and frontrunners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today at recruit.ie.
Jess, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jess?
Yes, how are you?
Good, thanks, Jess. What did you want to say on this? Is it okay for a man to say, I don't fancy fat women?
Yes, of course it is. It's a preference. It is a preference.
Is it not fat shaming? Like this?
No.
Eugene was attacked by the woman that was trying to set her up with her friend because he just said, no, she's fat, I'm not interested. That is fat shaming.
Would be saying, I don't like fat people. There's a difference between saying you don't like a fat person, and there's a difference between saying you wouldn't want to be in a relationship with a fat person. I completely agree with your man, like it's a preference. And I have to say, I 100% agree with everything that Angela said as well. Everything.
Oh, Jesus.
What, you don't fancy black men either?
Nope. It's a preference for me. It's nothing racist. I know loads of black people, and they are some of the most nicest people I've ever met. But I just couldn't be in a relationship with them. I don't find them attractive.
Every single one?
Any black man that I've ever come across, I would never say, oh, she's gorgeous. I just don't find them attractive.
You see, I find that bizarre, and I know Jeremy does as well, because there are some really good-looking black men and women, for that matter.
But, I mean, I wouldn't find a short fella attractive. I'm 5'11", so I'm quite tall. And I would never find a short man attractive either.
Okay, we're neither of us are short. We're all right, Adrian.
Yeah, we're all right. Mind you, I'm not 5'11".
But that's also preference. Like, you know, you were saying, oh, but like they can change their skin colour, but neither could a short person.
Yeah, but hang on.
It's just a preference.
But you have a child or two children, is it?
Two
children. So if you broke up with your fella and we were talking on the show next week and I turned around and I said to you, Jess, you have two kids, don't you? You're a single mother. I wouldn't touch you with a barge pole. I'm telling you, you'll be offended by that.
We actually were only having this topic a couple of weeks ago.
Really?
And the topic was about men dating women with children. And your man was saying he couldn't be with a girl who had loads of kids. And I said, well, look, that's up to him. You cannot force anybody to be with somebody if you don't like them. If you have a certain thing you don't like about somebody, can't force someone to like it. You just can't.
And it's okay to have a point blank, I don't fancy fat women. Is that acceptable?
Yes, of course it is. Now, as the last girl was saying, there's easy ways to let someone down. You know, you can't just say to them, oh, look, you're fat, I can't be with you at the stadium. Like, that's a lot different. All you have to say was, look, she's not my type. Thanks, though. And leave it at that. But if he doesn't like fat women, he doesn't like fat women.
And the woman that was trying to put him together with her friend asked him what's her problem, and his answer was, well, she's fat, I'm just not interested. And he was ripped apart.
Yeah, she's a bit traumatic going on like that. They said it was in the local pub, so she's probably filled with a few drinks.
Yeah, no, she went for him by the sounds of it.
Yeah, well, then there was probably drink involved as well.
Mm. All right, stay there for 1 second. I want to bring in Jay.
That's a good topic. I thought we were allowed to have preferences. I mean, women swipe, on average, I think it's 7 or 8 times more than men. Women are very, very picky. Remember, women hold the key to sex. They are the gatekeepers or the key of the sex. They control when they have it, not us. Us men like to think we do. I mean, everybody has to have their preferences. Women have their preferences. If this was a topic about a woman now and we were trying to set her up with somebody who hadn't got a job, say a bloke who hadn't got a job, nobody would bat an eyelid if she says, oh no, I wouldn't go out with any broke fucker. And in the switch, so if a transgender woman comes on to me or you and we refuse them because they're transgender, does that make us transphobic? I'm not into men. I'm not into fat girls either. A lot of skinny girls aren't into fat men. They're called preferences. Everybody has them for preferences. Let's try and keep it that way. We're all meant to have choices in this life. But as usual, you go against the grain. And it's the women that'll run amok and try and kill you, not the men.
All right, Jay, thanks very much indeed for your message. 085-825-2626 is our number. Now, Debbie...
Well, sorry, before we go to Debbie, just want to put this to Jess. Another message came in. Jesus, men, I don't get men sometimes. This is from Craig, and he says, 5 lads off my football team, including me, go out on a Saturday night and make actual bets with each other as to who can pull the fattest woman.
Jesus.
It's like Ladbrokes. It's great crack. What do you make of that, Jess?
That's disgusting.
Disgusting. That is disgusting.
Five lads off my...
They're obviously desperate. They're obviously desperate to put a bet on something like that.
That's pathetic. That's what that is.
It is pathetic. 5 little boys, not 5 men.
Yeah.
Actually, while I have you there, I'm going to message him back and just see what age this fella actually is.
Right, okay.
But 5 lads off my football team. So I assume they're not kids. It's not a junior football team. 5 lads off my football team, including me, go out on a Saturday night. And imagine being that bored on a Saturday night and make bets with each other as to which one or who can pull the fattest woman. It's like Ladbrokes. It's great crack.
Okay.
He's after texting back the age. What age would you say he is, lads?
Between 20 and 25.
31.
31?
Wow. 31.
Jesus
Christ, he's going to grow up.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I say his mother is so proud.
If he's 31 and still single, then you can
exactly.
See. Yeah, exactly.
He's putting a bet on. Yeah, that's a desperate fucker.
Loser.
Now, you're a woman. Yeah. You're a woman, Jess. Do women do the same thing?
Absolutely not. Jesus Christ. I don't think I've ever been on a night out and something like that has ever been said.
Why? On what stage of the night are you sitting in the pub? Do you go, okay, let's get the money and start putting on? Oh my God!
Yeah, that's pathetic. I have to say. Stay there for a second. I want to go to. Who am I going
Debbie.
To? Oh, Debbie. Sorry, Debbie. How are you? You're on Opinions Matter.
Hi, Adrian. Hi, Debbie.
Hey, Debbie.
Now, maybe because I'm that little bit older, I see things different. I am overweight. And I still, this thing of, oh, I won't go with an overweight person. When you get a little bit older, you see past the size, because men get bigger too as they get older.
Absolutely.
And they get the beer belly. Now, give me a dad bod any day. I'd rather someone who could sit down and eat a dinner than some fella sitting there looking at himself in the mirror in the gym. And I've seen fellas that 50, 60, and they think they're 20 and they're going around strutting their stuff, their little shorts and all, and they're sneering at everybody and thinking they're something else. Anyway, this thing of your man saying, oh, you wouldn't go with a fat girl and all that. Maybe there's something wrong with him if they have to try and set him up with somebody. You can't get a woman on his own.
No, and I feel the same about that 31-year-old with his mate from the football club. Pathetic. Yeah, it's pathetic.
I'll tell you one thing, if he was happened to belong to me now, I wouldn't have happened to do him.
Lads, yes, so would I. Lads taking bets on who can pull the fattest woman at the end of the night. Gee, it really is.
That's absolutely. I told you once he's still a single and doing that.
Yeah.
There's obviously something wrong with him too.
I know. As a man, Debbie.
Had that piece of put up so women could avoid him.
Debbie, as a man, I want to apologise on behalf of men because I've never heard anything so scummy.
In all my life, nor have I.
Like, that's just...
I mean, I'm 57 years of age, and I've never heard that. Like, I've never seen anything like that before.
I'd love to know where they go out so that we could actually alert women to avoid these lads from the football team.
If you had a picture, you could put it up on their Facebook and say, right, this, avoid this lad and his mate at all costs.
If they were 18, you'd say immature fools and all, but
31
really is.
Years
of age.
Let me ask you then, Debbie, is there anything wrong in a man saying, I don't want to go out with your friend because she's fat and I don't fancy fat women?
Well, they could word it a bit better, Adrian. They could say, just not my type.
But that is the honest answer to the question. That's why he was ripped apart.
Yeah, it is honest, but at the same time, we don't know the age of this chap either. Like, he could be only in his 20s, he could be in his 40s.
That's a good question, actually.
When you're a bit older, you kind of see past the size and all that, especially if a woman's had kids and you've had one or two yourself. Maybe when you get into your 40s or 50s and, you know, you've had your families and you're kind of out trying to meet somebody. You go more for personality. And, I mean, if somebody is really, really obese, there are women who let themselves go. And I've been doing that myself. But, I've lost a bit of weight. I'm still a bit overweight and I'm still conscious of the fact. But I'd like to think someone likes me for the person I am, rather than like me if I was a size 8. You know what I mean? Because your body changes as you get older. And I mean, what looks good at 30 might not look good at 50, if you know what I mean.
Mm, absolutely. Come here, this 31-year-old loser is back, has been back on again.
We're trying to ring, but he gave us the wrong name. When you're contacting the show and you give us the wrong name, we can literally click into your profile and see that your name is Craig.
So Craig has been on again and he says...
He said don't read out that message.
Oh, well, I'm going to read it out.
Well, he said don't read it out.
But he's saying, don't read this out or I'll never listen again. That's okay, Craig. Fire ahead.
Thank you.
But you get €50 for a big woman and €100 from the pot if she's obese. It's a bit of crack. Calm down, Karens,
Jesus,
he says.
Well, the girls should go out and see who can pull the ugliest fella, and I'd say they get a good bit of money for him.
She's going to be all going for Adrian.
What?
Sorry, what?
Well, stop. Did you say that out loud?
I did. I was thinking it. She shouldn't have said it. But that is disgusting. Craig, I want to say this to you. We're not Karens. You're not a Karen, are you, Debbie? You don't get offended.
No, definitely not.
But that is the most disgusting thing I've heard on this podcast.
Yeah, it really is.
In a long time. That you literally... You have a scale. He has a scale. The bigger the woman, the more money
they get.
Like, apart from, okay, fair enough, you don't respect the women because they're overweight. That's fair enough. Respect your own fucking body, that you're not just going off with someone for money, for the crack.
Yeah, it's pathetic, I have to say.
And the thing about
he's going to end up, him and his mates are going to end up very lonely men, let me tell you.
Yeah, I feel physically.
Nobody wants
physically,
a woman in an attitude like that.
And you know what as well, Debbie, people like this, people like Craig and his football team, yeah, lads, five lads, yeah, I think they're the boys. Yeah. You will all have daughters. I'm sure you will. Some of you will have daughters. And I hope to God that your daughters are never treated the way that you're treating me. I'm just...
Yeah, it's horrible. It really is.
Thanks, Debbie.
Let's bring in Dave on this.
Lads, why is nobody saying the most obvious thing here? Obviously, he's allowed to have his preferences, but when a woman asks you a question about one of her friends or even about themselves and looks come into it and you know the answer to the question they're not going to like, what does a smart man do? You lie. He shouldn't have said, I don't like your friend because she's fat. He should have just said, I'm sorry, but she's not my type. I mean, you say it to a woman, her friend is fat, and you don't like him. You're taking your life in your own fucking hands. But to be fair, it's not just a woman thing. I saw female friends of mine tear strips out of a girl one time because she made a comment about one of our friends who was overweight. So I never touched him because he's fat. And the girl's fucking nearly devoured her. So it's not as much a men and women thing as you think.
All right, thanks, Dave. Claire has been on again, agreeing with Angela, who's on earlier.
I would have to agree with that lady that is on. I'd be the exact same. I do not find black men attractive whatsoever. And again, that's my preference.
All right. And we're going to leave the final word on this to Eddie, who was on at the start of this podcast. He's on his Holliers in Lanzarote. Eddie, have the last word.
Lads, it's Eddie again. Probably going to be controversial. But why isn't there fat women in this world? Why isn't there fat women on the boxing when they're holding up the rounds or on the darts? And the same, why do women go to see Chippendales? Because you go to see good-looking, attractive people because they're sexy and sex sells. Now, if you had the opposite of the Chippendales, the Flabbendales, nobody'd go. It's just the way it is. Sex sells. It's why all good looking people go into Big Brother and all that reality programs. People don't like the truth.
All right, Eddie, there you go. Sex sells. That's what he's arguing.
Never cross me.
Never cross you.
Never
why?
Cross me, because I'm after doing a bit of
a bit of digging.
I'm after doing a bit of digging. Literally, and this has only took me 2 minutes. I'm a great digger, I am.
Yeah, go
I'm
on.
I'm after
go
doing
on.
A bit of digging. Found out what Craig's second name was because he's messaged us before.
Yeah.
About a year ago. Went onto his Facebook page. That's the same photograph, isn't it? That's him. I've actually found out what football team Craig plays for.
Oh, fantastic.
Now, it's not a professional football team, by the way. It's not Shells or Bows or Pats or anything like that. It's not a professional football team. It's a local Sunday league football team that Craig and his lads play for. By Jesus, I'm so tempted to put it up on our Facebook. I really am.
But you're not going to.
Why won't I?
GDPR and all that shit.
That's not GDPR.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify and you'll get a notification every time we upload an episode. Catch you on the next one.